This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the live feed, we are at Burke's Music House to listen to the Christmas radio show. This show is a 1938 noir-style radio show that takes place right here in Winona. This is KJ on the live feed.
Good afternoon, Winona, and welcome to a very special Christmas edition of Storytelling Spotlight. We here at KQAL hope you've all gotten yourselves tucked in nice and cozy somewhere warm. Mom, you snuggle up next to the little ones on the couch. Pops, go ahead and get comfy with your corn cob pipe and a nice brandy. Heck, you've earned it. Now, we here at the station want to start by wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. Not to mention a Happy Holidays, of course. And secondly, we want to thank you all for tuning in to KQAL tonight, this most special night of the year. We certainly do appreciate it. We know there are so many ways you folks could be spending your Christmas season, and it just warms our hearts to be able to share this jolly time with you all. Now, everyone knows that our little town of Winona has had quite a history. Some of you old-timers out there might even think you know it all. But we here at Storytelling Spotlight think that maybe, just maybe, we might be able to surprise you tonight anyway. So, if you would, we invite you to join us for a journey into time immemorial, a time of legend, when gods and heroes, monsters and devils ruled these parts, a time shrouded in myth. That's right, I speak of the year 1938, a time not just of history, but of story. During this time, the city of Winona was ruled by the great shipping empire of the Midwest and its boss, Montezuma Kaiser. Monty had his hands in everything, lumber, steel, textiles, you name it. He owned the trains and the boats. So if it came through Winona, and in 1938 everything did, you can bet Monty was getting his cut. But not everything was coming up roses for the Kaiser family. Recently, some other companies had begun muscling in on Monty's turf. Before long, he was either going to have to fight it out with them or make some sort of deal. However, tonight's story begins in a much more humble place, the Winona train station, where Monty's daughter Wendy has just disembarked. She's home for the holidays and, unbeknownst to her, about to have an encounter that will change her life forever.
Oh, this wind! Oh, I'm freezing my fingers off. Where is that contemptible car? I have to wait out here much longer. I'm sure to catch my breath. Oh, no, my thesis! Oh, no, the wind's taking it away. Oh, all that work. Oh, I have to grab it quickly. Oh, excuse me, sir. Quickly, those papers. Oh, catch them, hurry, please. Don't let them blow away. I have to get them back. Sir?
Here. I think I managed to grab them all.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't been here. You just saved the last 3 years of my life.
And I think you may have just shortened mine by about the same amount. I almost threw out my shoulder lifting all that. What is it?
It's the beginning of my senior thesis. I've been working on it forever.
Senior thesis? You're a student?
No need to seem so surprised.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply.
But maybe you would have been more comfortable if I said it was a cookbook.
No, miss,
although
not at all.
Although as a man who nearly injures himself trying to lift paper, perhaps you're the one who should familiarize himself with kitchen work.
Touché. I'm Luke.
Wendy. Wendy Kaiser.
What are you going to school for, Wendy?
Writing.
Well, obviously. I was just nearly crushed by all of it. I meant, what are you studying?
Touché yourself, Luke. You're quick.
I certainly like to think so, Miss Kaiser. So, what is it, then? Fiction? Poetry? No? Is it more academic?
Yes, imagine that. My senior thesis is a little more academic. You're getting less quick, Luke.
Oh, give me a little hint at least. I did save the last 3 years of your life just now, remember?
I suppose I do owe you for that. All right, I'll tell you. I'm writing a cookbook.
A cookbook? You're pulling my leg, aren't you?
You're terribly gullible, aren't you, Luke?
Well, you're very sharp, Miss Kaiser. Very sharp. We could use a few more like you down at the Chronicle.
The Chronicle? Do you work for the Chronicle in Chicago?
Indeed I do. I'm not sure any of my fellow writers have your level of wit.
What is a journalist from the Chronicle doing up in Winona at Christmas?
Why does a journalist do anything, Miss Kaiser? I'm following a story.
So far from the city?
Oh, not everything that's interesting happens in big cities. I have it on pretty good authority that some very big wheels are beginning to turn, and they're starting right here in Winona, Minnesota.
Goodness! What is this story that's so important?
I'm afraid I shouldn't say. A reporter always keeps his sources close to the vest.
How very intriguing.
Let's put it this way. There are some very shady goings-on in the shipping and transportation sectors of this town, and I'm very interested in how it's all going to turn out. I came up here because I plan to be the first one to get the big scoop.
Shipping and transportation? Really?
That's right. Oh, but you didn't hear it from me.
Oh, I wouldn't breathe a word. Oh, this is my father's car. It was lovely to meet you, Luke.
Likewise, Miss Kaiser.
Oh, thank you again for saving my thesis.
All in a day's work. Interesting lady. Very interesting. Oh, let's see. Where's the car that I rang for? Hang on a darn second. Her father's car. Her father? Wendy Kaiser? Wait, she's his daughter?
A fateful first meeting, indeed. But halfway across town, another rendezvous is taking place, one that is perhaps not quite so innocent. However, before we look in on those with less honorable intentions than the young Mr. Luke Oren, here's a word from our sponsor.
Hey there, Mom. Have you had a long, hard day of slaving away in the kitchen? Are the aches and pains of your cooking and cleaning starting to get to you? Is the relentless whining of your little boy's demands for food, not to mention your kids, starting to give you a headache? Well, look no further for your relief than the classic pain-relieving liniment from Adkins. Made from 100% guaranteed Minnesota camphor, Adkins Pain Relieving Liniment has been the area's most trusted name in pain for decades, and it's easy to see why. This all-natural remedy literally wipes discomfort away, leaving nothing but the smell of fresh pine. But don't just take our word for it. Listen to these testimonies from real Adkins customers.
I use Adkins Pain Relieving Liniment every day on my aching joints. It really works.
Adkins Pain Relieving Liniment makes standing around the house for 10 hours a day an absolute breeze.
My husband, he told me that we were buying too much Adkins Pain Relieving Liniment, so I left him. I can use as much Adkins Pain Relieving Liniment as I want, and I do.
And while you're perusing the Adkins Incorporated catalog, be sure to check out the other signature items in our lineup. Classic Adkins vanilla extract, cinnamon, black pepper, and other amazing signature flavors. And don't forget Adkins Pure Vegetable Oil Soap, with no animal byproducts, fillers, or colors. Atkins Pure Vegetable Oil Soap. It's pure enough to eat. But don't.
Welcome back to Storytelling Spotlight. We take you now across town to the not-so-humble abode of Montezuma Kaiser, big boss of the Midwest's greatest shipping empire, where a dressing down of biblical proportions is already taking place.
I'm not amused, Vincent. Not amused at all. I don't take too kindly to someone coming into my house and trying to tell me I can't hack it.
Listen, Monty, I'm not saying you can't hack it. Am I saying you can't hack it? Did I ever say you can't hack it? No, of course I didn't. Why? Because I'm in your house. I'm in your house, Monty, and I wouldn't disrespect a man like that in his own house.
You understand why I might believe you had implied it, Vince. You come here all the way from Chicago, you tell me I've got financial troubles, you tell me you know all about my rivals trying to edge me out, and you say I need your help? You understand why I might be under the impression you were trying to disrespect me.
Monty, come on. You know I didn't mean it like that.
You didn't?
No way. Look, down in the city, we got nothing but respect for what you built up here. I mean, it's gorgeous. Everything comes through this town. Everything plus a little extra, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Vince, I know what you're saying. It's my town.
Exactly. Exactly my point. So nobody back home thinks you can't hack it.
I'm very glad to hear it, Vince.
It's just, and don't take this the wrong way, Monty, but we know things are getting a little competitive up here. Great Lakes Shipping, Thompson Transit, the Ensman Brothers, they're all making bids for your business. They want a piece of this nice little setup you got here, and honestly, who could blame them?
And you don't think I've dealt with little upstart wannabes like them before? You don't think I can handle them myself?
I already told you it ain't like that.
Or maybe you and your daddy figured that as long as there was a feeding frenzy happening in the waters of Winona, you'd swim up and see if you could get your jaws into my company too.
That was a cheap crack about my father, Monty.
Sorry, Vince.
He's in a bad way, you know.
Yeah, Vince, I know. I'm sorry.
You're thinking about this all wrong, you know.
And how's that?
You think I'm, what, up here? To try to step on you? Or to use you to further my pop's own ends?
Are you saying you're not?
I'm saying it doesn't matter, Monty. I'm here to use you. You go ahead and use me right back. Use my family and our money. You've got rival companies up here trying to take everything you built. And yeah, maybe you can fend them off on your own. You can spend months or years whittling away at them until eventually you have them beat. Just like you've done to everyone else who's ever tried to mess with you.
Or
you can partner with us. With our money fueling your resources, you will become the absolutely unassailable kingpin of all the lands west of the Mississippi. You'll be able to crush Thompson Transit. The Ensman Brothers, forget about them. They'll be begging just for the privilege of kissing your ring. You say you don't need me. I know you don't need me, Monty. My father knows it too. We don't need you either, you know. But if we work together, pool our resources, then we can forge our two empires into the greatest criminal enterprise that this country's ever seen. If what you've got right now is all you want, if it's all you need, then I'll go. I'll get right out of your hair right now. Far be it for me to stay someplace I'm not wanted, you know?
Hey, all right. Come on back, you lousy little...
Well?
You got some kind of way with words, you know that?
I'm good at speechifying, what with the talkings from my mouth and such, so they tell me.
Makes sense why your daddy sent you.
I wasn't raised by no fool. So, what do you say, Monty? Do we have ourselves a deal?
We'll have to work out the details, but... All right, Vince, you've got a deal. An alliance for control of the industry.
For control of the industry. To the Kaisers.
To the Martellis.
That's good stuff, Monty.
I saved the best imports for myself. You know, Vince, I don't think this alliance is going to be as easy to put together as you think it is.
No? Why is that?
My company's a living, breathing thing. A huge animal with all kinds of moving parts. There's going to be a lot of fiddly bits. A lot of people who will need to be convinced, you know? Brought on board.
There's not a lot of time, Monty. The Ensmans are breathing down your neck. It's not going to be too much longer before they go on the attack. We don't want to have to be fighting them in the boardroom and in the streets at the same time.
I know that, but what am I supposed to do? Do you know of a fast, easy way to unite two different families and their assets together?
Daddy! Daddy, I'm home!
Wendy! Oh, it's so good to see you, baby girl. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Daddy.
I've missed you so much. When are you going to give up this silly college idea anyway, huh?
Daddy.
Ah, come on. I'm only kidding. You know I only want what makes you happy. Oh, Wendy, this is Vince Martelli. We're doing a little negotiate.
Pleasure to meet you, sweetheart.
And nice to meet you, Mr. Martelli. Oh, that's a lovely boutonniere you're wearing.
What's that now?
The flower on your lapel?
You mean the carnation. It's a symbol of my family, you know. My father makes all his boys wear one whenever out on official family business. Like coming all the way from Chicago to talk to your old man here.
You know, it's funny. I haven't even been in town for an hour, and I've already met two different people up from Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. There was a very nice boy waiting with me at the train station for a while. He said he was from the Chronicle, in town about a story.
Really? What was his name?
He said it was Luke.
What was he like?
Oh, he was very pretty, but not too bright. You know how boys can be.
Not exactly sure I do.
Well, I'm sure you two have a bit of catching up to do. Don't mind if I see myself out.
Yeah, all right. Hey, stop in before you take off for the night, huh, Vince? Just to confirm a few details and such.
Sure thing.
A little negotiating, huh? He doesn't really seem like the businessman type.
Oh, no? Why so interested in him, baby girl? Could it be that I detected a little spark between the two of you?
Oh, please.
Hey, you could do a lot worse. Vincent's family is a major player in the city. The kid's got money, influence, resources, plus he's smart. When we were talking, he pulled all the right strings. Appealed to my self-interest. Made his deal seem like it was my best option, and all the while took care not to bruise my ego. He really played me like a fiddle.
Though he wasn't smart enough to realize you were playing him the whole time, too.
Why, whatever do you mean, my daughter?
Oh, come on, Dad. I've snooped out enough of your meetings to know, and you're just acting like someone's convinced you to do something you've already decided to do.
If I've told you once, I've told you 100 times.
Good girls don't snoop. Yes, Dad, I know. But you can't blame me for being curious about my own father's work, can you?
My work's not something a good girl like you should be getting mixed up in. As a matter of fact...
Don't say it.
As a matter of fact, don't you think it might be time to stop thinking about work altogether and start thinking about the family?
Oh, we've had this conversation so many times, Dad.
You've gone off to college, you've had a lot of fun with your studies, and you know I think that's great. But Wendy, there comes a time in every young woman's life when she has to make a decision about what's most important to her.
I know what's most important to me, Dad. My writing is important to me.
Really? I would have thought your family would be the most important thing to you.
You know the family is important to me, Dad. It always has been. But there are other things that are important, too. Don't you understand that?
Oh, excuse me, Monty. Just thought I'd let you know I'm about to leave.
Come in, Vince. Me and Wendy were just about finished anyway.
You know I love you, Dad. And you know I care about our family.
Yeah, baby girl, I know that.
Good.
Why don't you go get some sleep? You gotta be tired from all your traveling.
I think I'll do that. Good night.
Night.
Good night, Mr. Martelli.
Good night, sweetheart. That daughter of yours is a real peach, you know that, Monty?
What's going on, Vince?
What?
I'm not an idiot. I saw that look on your face when Wendy mentioned she met someone from the Chronicle. So tell me what's going on.
Look, Monty.
You want our two families to have an alliance? You need to stop being straight with me, and you need to start right now.
All right. The boys at the Chronicle have been investigating my father for a few months.
A few months?!
We thought we had everything under control. Pops gave the order to buy up control and interest in that paper. We shut down that story.
Apparently not.
Your daughter said this guy's name was Luke. I bet she meant Luke Oren. He's a bit of a troublemaker. Doesn't know when to leave well enough alone. He must have followed me up here from the city.
You need to take care of this, Vince.
I know. Look, just give me a few days to get word to my father.
No, Vince. You need to take care of it. Now.
Now? I don't know, Monty. This guy's in Winona following me. If something happens to him while I'm here in town, there's not a lot I can do to explain that away.
You won't have to. I own the police here. I own the press. Nothing will get out if I don't want it to.
Monty?
Vince, you need to take care of it. After you do, we'll be free and clear to finalize this alliance. The Kaisers and the Martellis in business together. Just remember that, huh? What was it you said? The greatest enterprise this country's ever seen?
You know what, Monty? You got away with words yourself.
Good. I knew I could count on you, Vince. I knew I could count on you.
Across town, completely oblivious to the conversation that has just sealed his fate, Luke Oren is in his motel room, unpacking his suitcase after a long day's travel.
Oh, boy. It sure is nice to have my feet back on soft carpet after being on the train all day long. Tomorrow I'll have to track down Wendy. She is my best source for information on Montezuma Kaiser and whatever connection he has to the Martelli family. Oh, it's gonna be a busy day. Someone at the door?
Luke Oren?
Yes, that's me. Hang on. You're Vincent Martelli!
Stained glass, then come on down to Shane Glass Stained Glass. I'm Shane Glass, owner and operator of Shane Glass Stained Glass in the back of Frontenac. We've got windows, bays, mullions, apertures, casements, skylights, portholes, peerings, and even one or two lookabouts. Whether you're furnishing churches or decorating atria, look no further than Shane Glass Stained Glass for all your stained glass needs. Once again, that's Shane Glass Stained Glass in the back of Frontenac.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this evening's performance. Well, I don't know about all of you, but I'm still reeling from the shocking turn of events that happened last time on Storytelling Spotlight. For those of you just tuning in, when last we left our story, Luke Oren, intrepid reporter for the Chicago Chronicle, had just been shot point blank in his motel room. And I thought we were going to spend so much time getting to know him, too. But not to worry, faithful listeners, for whenever evil strikes, a true hero will always rise up to challenge it. That's right. There's still at least one man in this town who won't be intimidated by Monty Kaiser. There's still one man brave enough to seek the truth and make criminals pay for their acts of villainy. Let's travel on over to Winona Investigations to meet Barry Howard, P.I. Extraordinaire. Here, every day from the crack of dawn until long after dark, Barry and his trusty assistant, Leah Walsh, can be found fighting to uncover truth and expose injustice wherever it may be found.
Welcome back to the land of the living, boss. It's nearly noon. Don't tell me you just woke up.
Who left all these bottles here?
Well, gee, boss, I don't know. When I left last night, you were half in the bag already, and it was only 6 o'clock. Why didn't you tell me where all the bottles came from?
Just what exactly are you implying?
Oh, nothing, boss. I guess I'll spray for bottle fairies later. Well, Merry Christmas, by the way.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. We got anything good coming in?
I made up a list for you. It's on your desk.
Let's see. Cheating husband, cheating husband, cheating wife, cheating husband. Lost dog.
I found that sign posted up outside my house this morning. Isn't he a cute little mutt, Barry?
Cheating wife, cheating husband. Cute. An overdue rent notice. Very subtle, Leah.
I just know how much you'd hate to lose such a grand, opulent office space. I know I would probably have to cry myself to sleep for a week.
So nothing. We've got absolutely nothing good.
We have 7 cases, Barry. 7. PIs in smaller towns would kill for that kind of workload.
When I was on the force, I used to solve real crimes, Leah. I'd put away real bad guys. I made a real difference. Now what am I doing? Now I'm taking pictures of Mrs. Connolly and milk delivery man number 3.
Barry, put that away.
3 different milkmen, Leah. I can't take much more of this.
Well, you'll have to do something today, so I suggest you pick one. Winona Investigations. Oh, hello, Mrs. Jeffries.
Great. As if my morning wasn't splendid enough.
No, I'm not busy at all. What can I do for you?
No idea why you bother giving that woman the time of day, Leah. All right, let's dive in here. Yep, here we are. Mrs. Connolly. Right on top. Never fails. What else? Mr. Ingram and the secretary. Mrs. Meacham and the gardener. Mr. Jones and the cat behavior consultant?
Really? Are you sure about that, Mrs. Jeffries?
What? What is it?
My goodness, that does sound interesting. Thank you so much for calling. Yes, I'll tell him. And you too, Mrs. Jeffries. You too. Goodbye.
What, Leah? What? Let me guess, kids walking on the grass despite the sign? Hooligans! Out too late or out too early or just plain out? What's her complaint this time?
Barry, you know the motel right across the street from Mrs. Jeffries' house?
You mean the one that serves out-of-town hooligans and jazz music hooligans and other such hooligans of ill repute? Yeah, I think I've heard her mention it.
Well, she says someone was murdered there last night.
Murder? She sure?
She said she heard a gunshot and then a car speeding away.
Well, why didn't she call the cops?
They won't take her calls anymore, remember?
Oh, right, the Prairie Island Beach hooligans incident.
Well, apparently, she woke up this morning and saw a group of people standing around one of the doors to someone's room. She thinks it must be the crime scene.
I don't know, Leah. Even if she's right, the cops are going to be there any second. We'll never get close.
Barry, I've worked for some lazy layabouts in my day, but even they would have roused themselves for a murder scene.
I just don't know if I see the point.
Well, then I guess I'll grab the camera, and we can head on over to see Mr. Jones and the cat behavior consultants.
On second thought, you're right. Motel murder scene it is.
Eager to discover the nature of the mystery shaping up before them, Barry and Leah rush over to the motel, where they do indeed find a sizable crowd milling around the door of what was, until last night, the motel room of Luke Oren. However, just as Barry suspected, the Winona police are also present, in force. Our two intrepid investigators ponder how exactly they're going to be able to get close enough to sniff out any clues.
These people are nuts. It's freezing out here. Don't they have anywhere better to be?
Well, it's Christmas time. They were probably out walking with their families.
Yeah, out walking to get away from their families, more like.
They were out walking anyway, and then they saw the commotion.
I thought the one good thing about this time of year was that it would keep the crazies indoors. No such luck for me, I guess.
Barry, what are you doing? Put that away.
No chance. If I have to be out here in the cold and maybe looking at a dead body, I'm gonna need it.
Looks like some of your former comrades have spotted us.
What? Where?
Oh, great. Just what I needed. It's the captain. No, look alive, Leah. He's coming over. Oh, quick, take my flask.
What? Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, well, well. Barry Howard, as I live and breathe. You're looking red-eyed and scruffy as usual. Isn't he, boys?
Yes.
Sergeant, how are those jowls treating you?
I thought you said he was a captain.
Captain Billy Sergeant, at your service, ma'am.
You're Captain Sergeant?
Believe me, Leah, it doesn't matter. Whatever his rank is, he's always the same thing. A rat.
A rat, huh? You still blame me for giving you the axe?
If it wasn't for you, Sergeant, I'd still be on the force.
Oh, don't put that on me, Barry. You were a bad officer. You got no one to blame but yourself.
Is that so?
What are you doing here, Barry? You know, civilians like you don't have any business being here. This is a crime scene.
Why, my assistant and I were just out for a little walk. It is Christmas time, you know. We were enjoying the crisp air.
Well, is it true there was a murder here?
Nope, nothing out of the ordinary occurred here. We're just here following reports of some suspicious activity, that's all. Nothing whatsoever for a couple of citizens like yourselves to be concerned about.
I don't know, Sergeant. I've got it on pretty good authority that something did in fact happen here last night. Right in that room over there, to be exact.
Oh, really? And where might you have heard that?
I've still got my sources left over from my days in blue.
Oh, please. You're a disgrace, Barry. Nobody down at the station would give you the time of day. They know that if they did, it'd be the last thing they ever did in my department.
Yeah, you just keep telling yourself that, Sergeant.
That's Captain Sergeant to you, Barry.
Right, Captain Sergeant. How could I forget to address you by your even stupider name?
You know, you still got a real attitude problem, Barry. Maybe me and the boys ought to teach you some manners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Oh, what's this? You're calling everyone over, huh? Yeah, all right. You think I'm scared of you? I ain't scared of any of you. I don't forget, you know. I used to work with you all. Andy, I remember your trick ankle. And you, Carmichael, don't think I forgot about your bad eye. Come on. I can take any one of you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
come
okay,
on. Come on. None of you's got the spine for this. Come on.
Let's go.
I can always count on Barry to draw a crowd. Quick. While all the police and everyone else are focused on him, I think I should be able to sneak over to the motel and get a good look inside that room. Let's see, which one did Mrs. Jeffries say it was? 19? 20? 21? Here it is. The door is wide open. You'd think if the police really wanted to keep a crowd away, they'd close it up. Oh, yes! There's blood on the floor here. Good thing I brought our camera. I'd better get pictures of the rest of the room, too. Oh, they must have already taken the body away. Too bad. It would have been helpful to get pictures of that.
Oh, they hauled that away first thing.
What? Who are you?
Oh, I'm the manager of this place. I should be asking, who are you?
I'm Leah Walsh.
Oh, yeah, and what are you doing here, Leah Walsh? Thought this place was supposed to be off limits to the public.
I'm a private investigator. I'm with Winona Investigations. You might have heard of us.
Nope.
Oh, right. Well, anyway, we've decided to take this case. I'm just here taking photos of the scene of the crime so that the team can analyze them later.
Oh, yeah. And the cops don't have a problem with this.
Well, the captain's right outside. Well, he has no problem with me.
Huh. Well, okay, I guess that's all right then.
So, do you have any information you might be able to give me?
Oh, you know, I don't know much. The guy who was staying in this room, never saw him before in my life.
What was his name?
Oh, well, Lucas Oren. He was from... out of town, oh yeah, rented the room indefinitely, so it sure seemed like he was planning on staying a while, don't you know? I remember, I thought that was weird, it being so close to the holiday and all.
He must have been in town for something important.
Oh yeah, that's what I thought. I was pretty excited, too. Thought I could probably make a lot of money off him, you know. if he was staying for more than a couple of days.
Oh,
I guess that's not happening now. Oh, sometimes I have the worst luck.
Yes, clearly you are the true victim here. So had he been staying long?
Oh, you know, he checked in last night. Poor sucker, in town for an hour, and some hooligan comes along and whacks him.
You must be friends with Mrs. Jeffries.
Oh, yeah, how do you know?
Never mind. I don't suppose Mr. Oren mentioned anything to you about anyone he was meeting with, or anything suspicious or unusual that had happened to him recently?
No, nothing like that. Just came in, checked in, and came straight here to get settled.
And were you the one who found the body?
Oh, yeah. This morning, the outside door was open, and I came over to see why. Saw the poor dope just lying there with a big hole in his chest.
How awful.
You know, I already told that captain all of this. You're working together, hon. Why don't you go take a look at his notes?
Well, yeah, sure. Good idea. I'll do that. Well, thanks for all your help. I'll just take a few more photos first, and then I'll be on my way.
All righty. Well, now you tell your people. I've got housekeeping ready to clean up the room as soon as they give me the okay. Got to make some space for more paying guests, don't you know?
I will. Now I need to be quick. The police could finish roughing up Barry at any second. Now, what else haven't I gotten a picture of? What's this over here on the nightstand? A notebook? I wonder what this Oren fellow might have been writing before he was shot. Let's see. Here we go. Wendy Kaiser. Find her. Wendy Kaiser. I know I've never heard that name before.
All right, boys. I think he's had enough. Let's get him on his feet.
Oh, no. It sounds like they're through. I'd better make myself scarce. I'll just get a quick photo of the journal page. And now, to make everything how it was before, and time to go.
Hey. Hey, where are you all going? I'm not finished with you yet.
Go home, Barry. You've got no business being here. Aw, now look, you're bleeding all over the fresh fallen snow, too.
Good Lord, what have you done to him?
Hey, Leah. Some fine help you were.
If you don't mind, sweetheart, why don't you take your boss home? He's had a bit of a rough morning.
Yes, Captain Sergeant. I'll do that right away.
Home? I don't want to go home.
Yeah. You know, Barry, that's not a bad title for your biography. come on, boys. Let's close this scene off and head back downtown.
Well, nice job, boss. Acting like a belligerent idiot to distract them all.
Huh? What are you talking about, Leah?
Oh, well, never mind.
I was just about to get my second wind.
Yes, I'm sure you were, boss. But we have to be somewhere else.
We do?
We have to find someone named Wendy Kaiser.
Kaiser? Is she related to Monty Kaiser?
Oh, no. I knew that name sounded familiar.
Leah helps her beleaguered boss stagger on back to their office. On the way, she fills him in on what she's learned concerning the murder of Luke Oren. Upon learning that the unfortunate reporter may have been connected to Monty Kaiser, Barry is ecstatic at the opportunity to go up against a possible criminal conspiracy.
There's no way we're taking this case.
Barry, we're looking at a possible criminal conspiracy.
We can't go up against Monty Kaiser, Leah. He owns this town. You know what he could do to us?
But he might have murdered a man in cold blood.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. This guy, this Luke, got shot because he had Kaiser's daughter's name written down in his notebook. That's it. I don't even want to think about what happens to me if I actually try and talk to this girl. Ow!
Remember what you were saying 2 hours ago? About how you used to put away real bad guys when you were a cop? About how you actually made a difference in this town? Well, here you go. We've got an opportunity to make a difference. We can get justice for Luke Oren.
I'm sorry, Leah. The risk is just too big. I go after this, I'm dead meat, plain and simple.
And I'm sorry too, Barry. I'm not going to just leave this one alone. I'm going to go talk to this Wendy Kaiser, with or without you.
Leah!
Yes, Barry?
Don't mention Winona Investigations. I can't have this one getting back to me.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like
Christmas. Those Christmas cookies. It's a time for spending money and eating sweets. So stop on by the Burke's Music House cookie table, where you can do both. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, turn the radio off and get in the car and come on down to Burke's Music House, where we have a table with the best cookies in all of Winona County. Remember, it's Christmas. It's not the time to save money or lose weight. Visit the Burke's Music House cookie table. When next we meet up with Leah Walsh, de facto lead investigator in the case of Luke Oren's murder, she's managed to track down Wendy Kaiser at her father's house, eager to discover just what exactly the two have in common. Leah approaches her target with subtlety and finesse.
Wendy! Wendy, you have to help me! I'm pregnant!
What the?
I'm so sorry, Miss Kaiser. We were standing guard at the front doors, but she ran past us so fast we weren't able to stop her in time.
We need to talk, Wendy!
Oh, I've never seen this woman before in my life.
That's it, lady. Out you go.
Wait, wait, I have to talk to you. It's about Luke.
Luke?
Yes, Luke Oren. He's dead.
Stop. You have 10 seconds to tell me what's going on.
Oh, okay, okay. Luke Oren was shot last night. The very last thing he wrote in his notebook was that he had to talk to you. I think you might be able to help shed some light on this case.
All right, I'll talk to you. Come on in.
Miss Kaiser, I don't think this is advisable.
You heard my friend. She's pregnant. Give us a little privacy, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks.
You need to start talking fast.
Yeah, okay. My name's Leah. I'm with... Well, I'm a private investigator. Sort of. I'm investigating the murder of Luke Oren.
He's really dead?
Yes.
That's horrible.
Well, you knew him, right?
No. I mean, not really. I only met him for the first time last night. We both got into town at the same time. He saved my thesis.
Your thesis?
And my senior writing project. I'm a student. He caught it when it started blowing away.
That's it? He saved your thesis? And then an hour later he was murdered? I need a little more than that. What else happened? What did the two of you talk about?
Nothing. We didn't really talk about anything. We flirted a little bit. He was kind of cute in a hopeless sort of way. God, I can't believe he's dead.
Didn't you learn anything?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was going to be drafted into a murder investigation.
The manager of the motel said that Luke booked his room without a checkout date. He was planning on staying here for a while. You have any idea why? Did he say what he was doing in town?
He was a reporter with the Chronicle. He said he was in town following a story.
A story?
He said he stumbled onto something fishy going on with the shipping and transportation in Winona. That was it. That was all he told me.
Doesn't your father control the shipping and transportation in this town?
Yes. What of it?
Well, it's just that if something fishy, as you say, was going on, wouldn't your father be aware of it? Don't you think he knows about everything that goes on in his industry?
Yes, I suppose he does. Hang on. Are you implying that my father has something to do with this?
No, I'm not implying anything. But if Luke came into town to investigate your father's business, and then he immediately turned up dead... Okay, Yes, I'm implying your father had something to do with all this.
I think it's about time you left.
Miss Kaiser, think about it. If your family is mixed up in
Get
this...
Get out!
Miss Kaiser!
I said out!
Leah, feeling guilty about shoving the Kaiser's criminal connections right into Wendy's face, left. She went back to the office of Winona Investigations and decided to take a page out of her boss's playbook. Wendy, meanwhile, couldn't quite get the things Leah had told her out of her head. On some level, she'd always known that her father's business had an unsavory side, but she'd never expected to confront it head on. That night, she found she couldn't get to sleep. Eventually, she decided that what she needed was to see the scene of the crime for herself. She revisited some skills she'd picked up in her teenage years and snuck out of the house. The dead of night was bitterly cold as she made her way to the motel.
Oh, why am I doing this? Two nights in a row now. I'm out in the freezing air. I really should be smarter than this. Oh, but I just have to see this place for myself. Let's see. Number 21, this is it. Whew, that's better. Now let's turn on my flashlight. Oh, my. Oh, there's the blood, just like Leah said. Oh, Luke, I'm so sorry this happened to you. Part of me still can't believe it. Oh, thank goodness they moved you out of here. I don't think I could bear to see something like that. Looks like they've cleaned out most everything. No clothes, no belongings. Just the blood is left. Wait, what's this? Right here under the bed, it's a red carnation. Vincent was the one who killed Luke!
With this shocking discovery made, Wendy traveled back to her father's house across town. However, she was entirely unprepared for what was awaiting her when she arrived.
Almost back inside. Oh, there.
Hello, Wendy.
Oh, Dad! You scared me.
I woke up and you were gone, Wendy.
I'm sorry, Dad. I couldn't sleep, so I,
It doesn't matter, baby girl. I'm glad to see you're up and about.
You are?
Yes. I have some wonderful news for you. You remember Vincent, my associate?
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, Vincent. Yes, I didn't see you there.
He and I have been up for a while talking things over. We've been trying to figure out a way to finalize those negotiations we were doing earlier. Trying to merge all the assets of so many companies together isn't easy, especially when there isn't any legal relationship between any of the people involved.
Right.
So, your dad and me got to thinking, wouldn't it be great if somehow, some way, your family and mine were connected? Not just financially, but physically, legally... Spiritually.
I don't think I like where this is going.
Wendy, I've made my decision. You are going to help us solidify this union between our two families. You and Vincent are going to be married.
Another sunrise, another day closer to Christmas, that wonderfully joyous time of year when families get to come together and reconnect.
But unfortunately,
for the world of Storytelling Spotlight, the Christmas season of 1938 was not shaping up to be a jolly one. Wendy Kaiser
known to many as the Princess of Winona, was informed last night by her father, Monty, that she is going to be married off to rival criminal kingpin Vincent Martelli in order to cement the alliance between their two business empires. As if that weren't distressing enough, Monty made this announcement right on the heels of Wendy's discovery that Vince himself perpetrated the murder of the young reporter Luke Oren. After an undoubtedly fitful night's sleep, Wendy awakes and tracks down the one and only ally she's sure she has in this town, Leah Walsh. She finds Leah at her office, still exhausted from a long night of research and investigation.
Who left all these bottles here?
Hmm? What? Who's there?
Leah, is that you?
Wendy? I can't see anything. Oh, God. So bright.
Were you sleeping at your desk? It's broad daylight.
I was working.
Huh. So I could see.
What are you doing here anyway? Last I remember, you were yelling at me and telling me to get out of your house.
I'm sorry about that. I was angry.
No kidding.
But now I need your help. I have to tell you something. It's about Luke's murder.
Oh?
You were right. About my father, about everything. I went to Luke's motel room last night.
You did what?
I couldn't sleep after everything you told me. I had to see it all for myself. So I snuck out and went down there, and I found this.
A violet?
A carnation.
What does it mean?
It belongs to Vince Martelli. I saw him 2 days ago, just after I met Luke. He was wearing this. I'm sure of it.
Hang on. Vince Martelli?
He's one of my father's business partners. I walked in on them, and he was wearing the flower, and then I told him and my father all about Luke. Oh, my God, I told them! It's my fault! It's my fault they killed Luke!
No, it's not your fault. Listen to me. Whatever your father and this Vince did, it's their fault. They're the ones who are responsible, not you. Do you understand me? They're the murderers, and we'll get them. We'll get them, I promise.
Oh, we have to get them. I need Vince behind bars. He has to be behind bars.
Oh, okay. We'll do what I swear. I didn't realize Luke meant so much to you. I thought you said you'd only just met him.
Well, there's more to it than that.
Like what?
Like, oh no, what time do you have?
It's almost 10:30.
Who left all these bottles here?
Barry!
Leah, why don't you ever help clean this place up? What do I pay you for? Oh, excuse me, miss. My name's Barry Howard. I run this little operation.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Howard. I'm Wendy Kaiser.
Wendy Kaiser. Wendy Kaiser.
Now slow down, boss.
One thing, Leah. I tell you one thing. What was it?
Let me explain, Barry.
Don't let this get back to me. That was it. Don't let this damn thing get back to me. How hard could that possibly be? How hard is it to not bring this case here?
I'm sorry, Mr. Howard. I really didn't mean to involve anyone else.
You just hold on, Mafia Princess. I'll get to you in a second.
Barry!
Are you completely nuts? You realize what you've brought down on me? And you? And me?
I'm sorry for the inconvenience, Mr. Howard. I was just leaving anyway.
Wait, you can't leave, Wendy. We haven't even started. Where are you going?
I'm afraid I have to. I have wedding planning to do.
What?
Wedding planning? Really? And who's the lucky fellow?
Vince Martelli.
Oh.
I'll hopefully see you soon, Leah. Mr. Howard.
I hope you're happy, Leah. You're literally going to be the death of me.
Shut up, Barry.
Excuse me?
Shut up. This is worse than we thought.
You don't talk to me like that.
Boss, Vince Martelli is the one who killed Luke Oren. We have to prove it, and fast, or Wendy's going to be stuck married to a murderer.
I swear, Leah, I don't know where you get these crazy ideas.
It's true, boss.
I didn't actually think you could get any more insane. Going up against one powerful crime lord wasn't enough. Now you want to go up against two?
If we can just find the evidence, if we can prove that they're responsible.
And how exactly are you going to do that all by yourself?
I won't be doing it all by myself.
Oh, you won't? And what exactly is your plan here?
Well, first, I'm going to the dark room. I need to have a look at those photos from the crime scene yesterday.
Oh, yeah? And then what?
And then, well, I guess Wendy and I will have some investigating to do.
Oh, yeah. You and Wendy. Wendy Kaiser. What could possibly go wrong?
Leah, her mind racing, hurries to Winona Investigation's makeshift darkroom, hoping that one of her hastily snapped photos will contain a vital clue. Meanwhile, across town at stately Kaiser Manor, Wendy arrives to find her father and Vince amid a gaggle of wedding planners.
Daish and Vanilla, yeah. Oh, and Sergio will definitely want a kosher option at the banquet. Hey, don't look at me like that, Vince. This is Winona. We love all kinds.
All right, Monty. It's your show. Whatever you say, it goes.
Oh, well, look who finally decided to show. Baby girl, you're just in time to try on dresses. Oh, come here.
Please, Dad. You're gonna make me sick.
Hey, don't get like that with me. I'm just trying to be helpful. It's not even a man who helps his daughter pick out a wedding dress, you know.
I don't want to pick out a wedding dress right now, Dad.
What's the matter, sweetheart? Don't tell me you're getting cold feet.
Oh, Vince, of course you're here too.
Of course I am, sweetheart. I wanted to help plan our big day.
Dad, can I talk to you? Alone?
Well, I'm sure anything you have to say to me, you can say in front of the groom.
My thoughts exactly.
Please, Dad?
Hey, all right. Sure thing, baby girl. Take five, everyone.
Oh, finally.
I'll just be right out here if you need me, Monty.
What's on your mind?
Dad, you can't actually expect me to marry Vince.
Yes, Wendy, I actually do. Everything's all planned out. Or it will be once we get Sergio to knock down the price on the appetizers a little bit.
Dad, I won't.
What do you mean you won't? What's the matter with Vince?
Well, for one thing, I don't know him at all. We only met 2 days ago.
Oh, don't worry. You'll love him. He's a great guy. His family's got more money than God.
Daddy, I don't care about that. You can't just force me to marry somebody you've picked. It doesn't work that way.
Like hell it doesn't. I'm your father.
I have a right to decide things for myself.
What? This isn't about you, Wendy. This is about the family.
My marriage isn't about me.
Of course it is. But it's also about so much more.
This is my life we're talking about, Daddy.
Look, baby girl, I understand. I really do. You think I never had dreams of my own? You think I never thought about just getting on a train and going somewhere else? Leaving everything behind? Making my own life somewhere where no one expected anything from me? Of course I did. Me and your granddad had this exact same conversation a long time ago. You know what he told me? He told me it wasn't about forcing me to do anything. It wasn't about my right to decide. It was about my responsibility to the family. You're born a Kaiser. You have no choice but to be a Kaiser. We breathe life into this town. It dies without us.
But, Dad.
No, Wendy. No buts. Because as much as I hate to admit it, the Martellis have access to a lot more resources than we do. With their money, their power, our trade empire will be in an unassailable position for years, for generations. Can you even imagine how much good we could do? Think about the industry we could build, the jobs we could create. That is why you have to do this. That is your responsibility. So I don't want to hear anything about how you don't want to marry Vince. This is about so much more than you. You understand?
Yes. I think I finally understand you.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Now, what do you say we get everyone back in here and start looking at dresses, huh?
Wendy, you have to help me! I'm pregnant! Again!
What the?
Leah, thank goodness!
Wendy, who is this?
Oh, sorry, Dad. This is, my maid of honor.
Really?
Yes! Leah is my best friend in the whole world. I was so hoping she'd be standing next to me at the altar. We've been talking about it for so long, haven't we, Leah?
Yeah, yes.
Yes, for so long.
I don't remember ever meeting her.
Oh, of course you have. She's Leah. I know she remembers you, don't you, Leah?
Yes.
You see? So, Dad, why don't you give Leah and I a few minutes? We have a lot of wedding details to go over.
5 seconds ago, you didn't even want to have a wedding.
Yes, but, you've convinced me. Everything you said about family and responsibility, I completely understand now. I will absolutely marry Vince.
Well, baby girl, I'm glad to hear it. I'll just leave you two ladies to have your talk.
Thanks so much, Daddy.
I wouldn't have expected Winona's premier crime lord to be so gullible.
Oh, Leah, please tell me you have evidence about Vince. Something that will put him away for good.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think I do.
Oh, thank goodness. What'd you find?
Well, I developed these photos I took at the crime scene. Now, as you can see, this is Luke Oren's motel room, exactly as it was after the murder. Everything in the same place, including this shot.
The bed?
Well, have a look at what's under the bed.
Oh, it's the carnation.
The same one you showed me. I didn't notice it until I had the photos developed, but there it is, plain as day. Irrefutable evidence that Vince Martelli was at the motel at the time of the murder.
Evidence enough to put him away.
Exactly. And I think we can use this photo to bring the authorities in on this and get the entire criminal conspiracy shut down for good.
No one else in Winona will ever be a victim of my family again.
That's right. Come on downtown with me. I'll explain everything on the way.
All right.
Oh, Wendy, 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 Wendy. Your father's little heart is gonna break when he hears about this.
Oh, hi, Vicky.
Hi, John.
All ready for Christmas?
You bet I am. I just stopped off at the UPS to pick up my gifts.
UPS?
Unsettling patio statues. My husband loves them.
Unsettling patio statues? Why, I've never heard of them.
Well, here, have a look.
Good Lord, that Santa looks absolutely monstrous. And are those reindeer giving each other bedroom eyes?
Who knows? The point is, they aggravate the neighbors, and my husband hates those guys.
What a coincidence. I hate my neighbors, too. Maybe I should get a few of those unsettling patio statues.
Well, they're easy to find. Just head on over to a UPS location near you.
I think I'll do just that.
This message brought to you by Unsettling Patio Statues. Unsettling patio statues, angering your irksome neighbors for over 50 years. Right off Highway 43 in Winona, Minnesota.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Storytelling Spotlight. We return you now to the Kaiser Mansion, where we find our plot already in progress.
I'm sorry, Monty, but it's true.
I can't believe it, Vince. I just can't believe it. My own daughter betraying me?
I know, Monty.
I mean, I knew she wasn't exactly thrilled, but I was sure she'd at least come around. It's one thing to be unhappy, but to actually turn on her own father?
I don't like it any more than you do, but I know what I heard. I was right over there listening through the crack in the door the entire time.
You were spying on my daughter and her friend?
For God's sake, Monty, that wasn't her friend. It was a PI or something. She said she had photos of the crime scene, pictures of Luke Oren and my carnation.
Have I ever told you how stupid it is that you take that flower everywhere? It's like you're asking to get caught.
It's a family tradition.
It's a tradition that's about to get us locked up, Vince.
You were the one who convinced me to go get rid of Luke Oren.
I assumed you had a shred of common sense. I assumed you'd be smart about it. Not walk into his room and sign your name on the damn corpse.
You need to take it easy, Monty. Nothing is going to happen to you or me.
How can you say that? How many days have you been in town now? And you've been wearing that stupid flower the whole time. People have seen you, Vince.
I know that.
That Leah woman said she had pictures. We can't argue with pictures.
We won't have to, Monty. You remember what you told me when I first got into town? About how nothing could get out if you didn't want it to. You own the police, remember? You own the press. So just relax. Make a few calls, huh? Make sure that when they take those photos, whoever they're taking them, No one will take him seriously.
Yes, I can probably do that.
Of course you can.
I have my guys down at the station. I can make sure they stop any evidence before it makes it to the chief.
See? There you go.
Same thing with the paper.
You're getting yourself all worked up over nothing.
You're right. I'm sorry. It's just, when it's my daughter on the line, I don't quite see straight. You understand?
Oh, believe me, I understand. I said it before, Monty, she's a real peach. Any man would twist himself up in knots over her.
She is quite a handful. You got your work cut out for you, you know?
I think I can handle it.
But this Leah woman, she's clearly trouble.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that.
Who is she? Where did she come from? Why is she in the middle of our affairs all of a sudden?
Like I said, it seemed like she was some kind of PI.
I thought I was aware of all the crime-fighting types in this town. Clearly, someone has been flying underneath my radar. She must be extremely skilled. A clear threat to our enterprise.
While you're making your calls, I'll find her.
Good. Shut her down. Her and whoever she's working with.
Not a problem.
Wendy won't be happy with us demolishing her entire case out from under her.
No, I don't think she will.
But the girl has to learn a lesson. She has to accept the way things are sooner or later.
I couldn't agree more, Monty. Besides, she'll warm up to me eventually. I'm quite the charmer.
Right. Well, off you go. Find this Leah and put her out of our misery.
With pleasure.
As Monty takes whatever steps are necessary to protect himself, Vincent begins scouring Winona to try to sniff out the mysterious and elusive Leah Walsh. Unfortunately for him, he doesn't start at Winona PD, where Leah and Wendy have just arrived to begin their pursuit of justice.
Hello, we have evidence of a murder.
Oh my. We'll fill out form 611D, please, then have a seat. Someone will be with you shortly.
Excuse me. We have information about a murder that's happened.
Well, yes, I heard you. Well, please fill out a 611D.
Don't you care about solving murders?
Well, of course I do, miss. I care about that very much. That's why I would like you to fill out the proper form.
Maybe we should just go ahead and fill out the form.
What? No! We have to get this taken care of as soon as we can. Excuse me, but we have evidence that incriminates my father in a murder, and we need someone to look at it right now.
Your father?
Yes, that's right.
You're accusing your own father of murder?
Yes.
Well, that's not very Christmassy of you.
Well, I'll show you Christmassy.
Wendy, let me handle this. Hi. Is there maybe somebody else we could talk to? Somebody, I don't know, else? Please?
Oh, well, certainly, miss.
Great.
You can talk to this here 611D form, and someone will be right with you.
Thanks so much.
I can't believe this.
It's all right, Wendy. Just come over here and help me fill out the form. It's fine. The police station isn't going anywhere. We'll jump through their hoops if that's what they want, okay?
Oh, we're just wasting so much time.
It's not as if you're going to get any more engaged than you already are.
Yes, okay, you're right.
We're here. We're fine. Everything is fine.
All right. Give me the pen. There's your form. 611D.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Kaiser. Huh. Any relation
Just get someone out to talk to us as soon as possible.
All right. Now all we have to do is wait.
Winona Police Department, how may I redirect your call? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, all right, Mr. Kaiser, I'll transfer you to the chief. Well, one moment, please.
Mr. Kaiser, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it. Do you think it was your father?
Oh, it must be.
Oh, and he's calling the chief of police. That can't be good.
Definitely not.
Well, Winona Police Department, how may I... Oh, hello, Chief. What can I do for you? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I have it right here. Yep, here it is. It is. Oh, it does. Oh, yes, they are right in front of me. Are you sure about that, Chief? All right, sir. It's your call. I'll do it now.
Hey, that was our form!
What do you think you're doing?
Sorry, ladies. We've had a bad rash of false accusations coming in recently. A Christmas time, you know? Highest crime rate of the whole year. We're out every day in full force, and we can't afford to be distracted by these fake stories.
Fake? What do you mean, fake? We have proof. It was all right there on the form.
The one you just ripped up.
Was that my father on the phone? What did he say?
Oh, yes, it was your father, Miss Kaiser. Well, apparently, he called the chief to explain everything.
He explained away how he murdered a man?
Well, he explained how you were a little nervous, what with the upcoming wedding, and that you might be, you know, acting out a little bit because of it.
What?
Well, Mr. Kaiser's a friend of the department, you know. He asked us to make sure you were all right and to keep you here safe at the station if it seemed like you might be about to run off and try to do something else, you know, reckless.
Keep me here? You can't do that.
Well, now, please calm down, Miss Kaiser. We don't want to fly off the handle and make things any worse now, do we? Why don't you come on into the back and have a seat in one of our interview rooms?
No, I'm not doing that.
Well, I wasn't asking, Miss
Kaiser. Leah, run!
Hey, now, come back here. Wait!
That was crazy!
Oh, don't stop, just keep going!
I can't believe we're running from the cops right now!
I can't believe my father would actually do this!
I guess the thought of jail makes you take drastic steps.
Now where are we gonna go?
If the police aren't gonna help us, we'll have to go to the press.
Yes! At least reporters will care about the murder of one of their own.
Well, and if not that, they'll at least see it's a good story.
Quickly, with every single step filled with a breathless, nervous energy, Wendy and Leah sprint to the headquarters of the Republican Herald in the hopes they will be able to convince the newspaper's editor to hear out their story.
Jones! Jones! You have those photos I asked for? For Christ's sake, Jones, it's been 12 minutes. And will someone give me a copy? What are you idiots doing? Afternoon edition going out in an hour, people!
Oh, we made it!
Oh, thank God.
What the? Who the hell are you? What do you think you're doing?
Well, we need to speak to somebody.
Yeah, quicker would be better.
This is a place of business, little ladies. I can't have people waltzing in and out as they please.
Believe me, you're going to want to hear what we have to say.
We've got a story for you.
You got a story? You call in, Missy. Now get out. I have a paper to write.
We have information on the murder of Luke Oren.
All right, you got 5 minutes. Come into my office.
Thank
you. Thank you so much.
The rest of you keep working. You want to get home in time for Christmas turkey tonight? You get me my damn copy! Everyone around here has been real shaken up ever since that kid turned up dead in our town. Violence against journalists is a topic I take very seriously, young lady, or I wouldn't even be giving you the time of day right now. So start talking!
Yes, my friend Leah and I have evidence about Luke Oren's murder.
Evidence, huh?
Straight from the crime scene itself.
You ladies are collecting evidence from crime scenes? Who are you?
I'm Leah Walsh, and this is Wendy Kaiser.
Wendy Kaiser, huh?
Yes, that's me.
All right, show me this evidence you got.
It's all right here. Photos of the scene I just developed. They're yours, just as long as you print this story.
And what is this story exactly? Who are you saying did it?
It was a man named Vincent Martelli, and he did it on the orders of my father.
Your father?
Yes.
Your father, Monty Kaiser.
That's right.
Monty Kaiser, the most powerful man west of the Mississippi, ordered a hit on Luke Oren.
I'm afraid so.
Kid, are you aware that your father owns this paper?
What?
It's true! Well, he owns the majority shares. Him and the publisher play golf every other weekend. Plus, he employs at least one family member of just about everyone who works here. So, yeah, he basically owns it.
I didn't know that.
So, what about those photos?
Lady, I can't print a story accusing my own boss of murder. Especially not when it's his own kid making the claim. I'd be out the door on my butt before the ink hit the first page.
Oh, but you have to.
We've already been to the cops, and they won't do anything. The Herald's the only other option.
Hang on. You already went to the police?
Leah.
Yes, but Kaiser got to them first. They shredded the report and tried to detain us.
Leah.
I really wish you hadn't told me that.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, ladies. I have to make this phone call.
Well, who are you calling?
The police.
Oh, you can't.
I've got no choice. It's the publisher's policy that we always cooperate with police investigations as soon as we learn about them. If you already went to the cops with this, and they want you, I've got to hand you over.
Oh, but they're working directly for my father. He'll just have all the photos destroyed.
You can't do this. You're a newspaper. You're supposed to tell the truth, not cover it up.
I'm sorry. Believe me, if there was any other way.
Come on, Leah, let's get out of here.
Wait, you can't go.
Hurry.
Stop.
Unbelievable. First the cops, now the newspaper's under your dad's control.
I knew he was powerful, but this, how can he kill someone and then just stop everybody from looking into it? He really is holding all the cards.
Hey, now don't give up on me now.
Well, what are we going to do? Who's left?
Well, I don't want to do this.
What?
There is one place we could still go. One person we could still talk to. He won't exactly be happy to see us. But if there's anyone in this stupid town that isn't working for your dad, it would be him.
Okay, let's go then.
Dejected and nearly out of hope, Wendy and Leah stealthily make their way towards the very last place that either of them can think of. Winona Investigations. Barry, at least, isn't in Monty Kaiser's pocket, if they can be absolutely sure of anyone in this town. It's him.
Well, here we are. Hopefully Barry will have some idea of what we can do.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, hello, sweetheart. So nice of you to finally show.
When you plan your family's next trip out of town, there's only one right choice. Kaiser Transportation. For years, Winona has trusted Kaiser Transportation with keeping your loved ones safe and secure. On the road, on the river, and on the rails. No one knows how much family means more than Kaiser, because here at Kaiser, we're family too. Whether you're taking a ride yourself, or just sending along a treasured keepsake to someone you love. You can always feel safe putting your life in our hands. Kaiser Transportation. Ride the friendly rails.
We now return to Storytelling Spotlight for the conclusion of tonight's tale. Wendy and Leah have just entered the offices of Winona Investigations, only to find Vince has beaten them there. He stands in the middle of the room with his gun pointed directly at Barry's heart.
Come on in, sweetheart. All the way, that's it. And hello to you too, Leah Walsh of Winona Investigations. I'm so glad to finally meet you in person.
Barry, are you okay?
Well, my blood sugar's a little higher than I like it. I got Deck the Hall stuck in my head, and, there's a gun pointed at my chest, Leah!
Vince, just put the gun down. Nobody has to get hurt.
Me and your dad have been worried sick about you, sweetheart. You run out of the house in hysterics, you go all over town without telling us. I've just had a devil of a time tracking down your friend, Miss Walsh, here, in the hopes that I'd find you safe and sound. I think Monty will be very glad that I have.
Vince, the gun.
What, you mean this little thing? Call it my, insurance policy. I can't have you scampering off again to get yourself into who knows what kind of trouble. As my bride-to-be, it's my responsibility to protect you, sweetheart, so no. I think I'm gonna keep it right here pointed at Mr. Howard. That way I'll know you'll stick around.
Leah.
Yeah, Barry?
If we get out of this...
Yeah, I know. I'm fired.
Pretty much.
It's quiet time for you two now. I need to have a little discussion with my fiancé. Come on over here, Leah. Right next to your boss. He won't be a distraction. There you go. That's a nice girl. Now, first things first, I'm gonna need those photos.
Photos?
Please don't insult my intelligence, sweetheart. The photos you took at the motel. The photos of the room where that unfortunate journalist from Chicago was murdered.
So you were eavesdropping on our conversation.
You really should be a little more careful when you discuss things in somebody else's house, sweetheart. The photos. Now.
Oh, my God.
What?
They're not here.
Don't play games with me.
I'm not, I swear.
We must have left them at the Herald.
At the what?
The Republican Herald. It's a newspaper.
So you tried to... what? Get the paper to print those photos? Your dad told me you were bright. Well, they should be safe there at any rate. We'll just have to swing by a little later and pick them up.
You're not gonna get away with this, Vince.
Get away with it? Open your eyes, girl. You've got nothing. No moves left to make. No cards left to play. This case the two of you have been working at, it's already closed. The cops aren't gonna investigate. They've got no leads. The paper's not going to print it because we won't let him. And now you and me are going to go back to Monty. You're going to be a good and loyal daughter and pick out your dress for the wedding tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
We decided sooner was better than later, given your proclivity for trying to disappear on us.
Oh, but...
No, no, no. Shut up. Good. Was that so hard? Come on. I've got a car waiting for us outside.
Wendy!
Please! No more sounds out of you. Either of you. You just stay seated and still until we're gone. You understand? Good.
What are you doing, Leah?
Shh! Can we see his car from the window? Yes, there it is.
Leah, get away from there. What if he decides to come back?
No. There it goes. They're gone.
Thank God. I thought I was gonna wet myself.
Barry, get your coat.
What?
We have to go, now!
You're not actually thinking of following that psychopath, are you? Because of all your crazy ideas over the past couple of days, that one takes the cake.
No, I'm not thinking of following him.
Good.
I'm thinking of meeting up with him somewhere.
What?
Barry, I'll explain on the way. Just get your coat and come on! We don't have a lot of time.
Leah and Barry prepare to go out once again into the cold December air. Meanwhile, an unhappy Wendy is taken away to confront her father, an equally unhappy Monty. When she and Vince arrive at the Kaiser household, Vince marches her straight into the front entryway where Monty awaits.
And here we are, home safe and sound at last.
You found her, Vince. Good. And what about the other woman?
Found her, too. Don't worry, she won't be a problem anymore.
Is she...
Nah, she's still breathing. But I can always go back later and finish up the job if you want.
Nah, leave it for now. Well, Wendy, I don't quite know what to say to you. When Vince told me what he'd overheard, that you and that other woman were actually planning on trying to get the two of us arrested... I could hardly believe what I was hearing. How could any daughter of mine betray me like that? I tried to raise you to be loyal and faithful to your family. It is clear to me now that I have failed completely. You can't imagine how disappointed I am at this moment. Still, Vincent has made it clear that, despite your behavior, he still intends to go through with the wedding. You see, unlike you, he understands the value of sacrifice for the greater good.
Just keeping the promise I made to you, Monty.
Yes, Vince. You are going to be a good son. And what about you, Wendy? Are you going to be a good daughter to me? I certainly don't want what should be a joyous occasion to have a cloud of unhappiness hanging over it. So will you realize that this wedding is the best thing for you and for us all? And behave in a dignified manner? Or are you so bound and determined to be miserable that you will try to make the rest of us miserable as well?
Come on, sweetheart, speak up.
I will never, never marry you, Vincent.
I see. Well, if you insist on being like this, then I...
What the...
Wendy! Wendy, get back here! Where the hell do you think you're going?
Unbelievable. This again?
Wendy!
Sweetheart, get back here!
Can you see where she went?
Yeah, she's run over by... Hey, what is she doing? She's taking my car. She's taking my car!
Where the hell could she be going?
I don't know, but we better follow her.
Oh, we could take my car this way.
Monty, if I'd known your daughter was going to be this much of a pain, I never would have said yes to this.
Come on, Vince!
The two irritated crime lords climb into Monty's car and chase after the fleeing Wendy. At first, it's impossible to tell where the girl is going on her erratic course. But as the minutes pass, her destination becomes clear. She is heading towards that famous lover's leap, the Sugarloaf.
All right, where did she go?
She's right over there, Monty.
Wendy! Wendy! Oh, you are in for a bad night, girl. What in the name of God do you think you're doing?
I told you I won't marry Vince, Dad.
Hey, you just be careful there, sweetheart. You're awful close to that ledge there.
I had a life, Dad. A life that I loved. You want to take it away from me.
Take it away? Wendy, I don't want to take anything away from you. But you have to learn that life isn't always about getting everything your way.
Seriously, girl, step away from that ledge.
I have to learn that? Huh? Why should I? You never did.
What are you talking about, Wendy?
You've been getting everything your way this whole time. All day you've been calling people, threatening them into shutting down their investigation of Luke Oren's murder.
Wendy, I was doing that for you. I was stopping you from making a huge mistake.
Oh, please, Dad. At least once today, just be honest. You had your man Vince here kill Luke, and now you've been pulling all the strings you can to cover it up.
So what if he has? Your friend Luke was the enemy, sweetheart. He was a journalist.
He wasn't innocent.
No, he wasn't. He was in town to try and bring me down, Wendy.
And so my father, the man that I looked up to all my life, decided that he had to die? Is that right?
Yes, he did have to die. There wasn't any other option.
And he sent you to pull the trigger.
Yeah, and I'd do it again, too.
Whoa, hey, hey! What are you doing, Wendy? Get down from there!
Wendy?
I can't believe this. No remorse. No guilt at all. I'd rather die, Dad. I'd rather die than go on living knowing what you've done.
Wendy, don't!
I will!
You'd rather die? You'd rather die just because me and Vince killed some guy you didn't even know?
Didn't even know? Say that again.
What?
What are you talking about? Just get down from there.
Say what you just said.
I said you didn't even know Luke Oren.
The man you both murdered.
Yes!
Yes, that guy. Now get down right now!
Did you hear all that, Captain Sergeant?
Why, yes, I did, Miss Kaiser.
What the?
Where did you come from?
Oh, we've been here the whole time.
You.
Hiya, Vince.
Nice job staying out of sight, guys. I couldn't see you at all. And I was looking for you throughout that entire speech.
Yeah, well, my lumbago didn't think it was a nice job. I've been crouching behind that bush for half an hour.
What the hell is going on here?
I'll be happy to answer that one. Montezuma Kaiser? Vincent Martelli? You're under arrest for the murder of Lucas Oren.
What?
You don't want to do this right now, Captain.
Well, you're right about that, Monty. I wanted to do it 10 years ago. All this time, you've had me and my entire department over a barrel, making life hard for us. I've dreamed of the day when I'd finally be able to nail you for something.
The chief is never going to let you get away with this.
With everything I just overheard, the chief isn't going to have a choice. And I bet he's not going to be willing to stick his neck out for you as far as you think. You'd be amazed how fast your list of friends dries up when you're behind bars. Take him, boys.
Wendy! Wendy, don't do this!
Come on, Dad. Try to be a little more dignified. Don't be so bound and determined to be miserable that you make everyone else miserable, too.
Oh, yeah. There's no way he'll go out on a limb to save those two. Not once I tell him everything I just heard. Speaking of which, How in the world did you three manage to set all this up?
No. I didn't have anything to do with this insanity.
Oh, yeah, I should have known. You know, Barry, you never could have pulled a bust like this even when you did have a badge.
Oh, yeah? Well, if it's a bust you want, how about I bust your head open over that rock?
Barry, be nice.
Anyway, how about setting up this confession?
Oh, Leah was really the one who pulled it all off. She knew there was no way to tell me about the photos that incriminated Vince without someone at the house overhearing it.
I figured after my first visit, either Vince or Kaiser would be listening to everything we said. So I decided to cook up a little trap.
It really was something. After we left the house, she filled me in on the plan on the way to the police station.
Yeah, my boys tell me that two ladies showed up with some sort of accusation against Kaiser.
We knew Dad would call the chief to get everything swept under the rug.
Yeah, but we had to make it look as if we were trying every possible thing we could to think of. We had to make sure it looked real.
Oh, which is why you went to the Herald next.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, we left the photo evidence with the editor there.
We knew no self-respecting journalist would ever destroy perfectly good photos.
Ah, smart move. Yeah, I'll head there next and pick them up.
And which part of your plan was it to get me held up at gunpoint in my own office?
Barry, I'm so, so sorry about that.
Yeah, that. That one we didn't see coming. Sorry, boss. But at least Wendy managed to get him out of there quick.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo. You both owe me a new pair of slacks.
Don't be disgusting, Barry.
Anyway, from there it was just a matter of waiting until I was with both of them. Not hard, because he knew the first place Vince would take me was back to my dad. Then I just had to get them to chase me here.
Where we were all waiting.
You know, it was pretty smart of you to bring Barry with you to the station to convince me to go along with all this.
Well, I knew from our first visit that I'd never get past the guy at the front desk alone. Luckily, I just happened to know a disgraced former Winona cop.
Hey.
Sorry. I just meant that you knew where to go and who to talk to get us into the captain.
It was a hell of a job, Walsh. You might want to think about leaving this sorry load and coming to work for me.
Hey, I might have come up with the plan, but Wendy here sold it. She wrote that whole get daddy to confess speech.
That right?
Well, maybe a little.
She's in college, you know.
Well, Miss Kaiser, I hope your voice isn't too tired. I'm going to need all three of you to come down to the station and give some statements.
Of course.
Oh, what? I was hoping all this craziness was finally over.
Job's never done, is it, boss?
Indeed, it isn't. Wendy, Leah, and Barry spent the next 3 hours at the Winona Police Department going over their stories again and again in grueling detail. Even after all that, the job still wasn't done. Vincent Martelli was eventually charged and convicted of murder in the first degree, while Montezuma Kaiser got conspiracy. This, however, was just the beginning. Smelling Monty's blood in the water, many other victims of his crimes, who had before been too intimidated to speak out, began to come forward. In the end, Monty ended up going to jail for a very long time. Wendy, as his only child, became the sole owner of all of Monty's businesses and properties. However, because her interests lay elsewhere, she would ultimately decide to divide them all up and delegate the running to other, more interested people. This marked the end of the Kaiser Empire and its stranglehold on the shipping and trade industry of Winona. But that is all a story for another day. For now, we return to that fateful night in 1938, where the three weary heroes of the hour have finally arrived back at Winona Investigations.
We have got to clean up these bottles.
We? I thought I was fired.
Fired? Yeah, right. Like I'm going to let you go off and take a job with Captain Sergeant. Over my dead body, Leah. That guy is the worst.
Look, I think I see a bottle that isn't open yet. We should celebrate.
Oh, yes. I've been needing this.
You and me both.
This has been quite a day.
I don't know what I would have done today without the both of you. Well, without you at least, Leah. If it wasn't for you, I'd either be getting married to a murderer or...
Well, I'm glad it didn't come down to it.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to thank you.
No thanks necessary. It's all in a day's work for Winona's newest star cop.
Hey, don't even joke, Leah.
Sorry, boss. I don't know what I was thinking.
Anyway, I just wanted you to know how grateful I am.
Hey.
What?
How about that?
Merry Christmas.
Big thank you to Theater Du Mississippi and all who make the Christmas radio show possible. For more information about Theater Du Mississippi and upcoming events, check out their website at theaterdumiss.org. Also, special thank you to Bob Stuber for making this recording possible. To stream tonight's episode or any other episode of the live feed, go to kqal.org under Media Program Archives. This is KJ on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.